aşağı kalkıyorsunuz, yok şartı kalkıyorsunuz. Vatikan'ın alınıyor.
Mars has asked us to chant here in our song.
And surely it must be a favorite. Last night, when I gave a speech, then afterwards I asked for any questions, and no one had any questions to ask. So I would say something about inquiring spirit. This is required. And this song is also of that kind of inquiring, searching spirit that we should become possessed of. And I'll speak only 1 or 2 minutes. In Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, we know that the sages, headed by Shonaka, they asked some questions of Supa Goswami, 6 questions. And all these questions are about Krishna. And after they asked the first 6 questions, then Sudha Goswami, he began to speak. Munayo sal krishtoham bhavaddi lokamangalam yat kita krishna sampashna venatma sutta. More or less, Sudha Goswami said, Bhagavatam finished here. Let your questions be the answers. Because yat krita krishna samprashna bhavaddhi lokamangalam. These questions that you have asked, they are all about Krishna. And this inquiring spirit about Krishna, that is our success. If we can inquire sincerely, with feeling, as Srila Bhaktiraksaka Siddharma coined the phrase, search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. So this searching itself is our perfection. Hey Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite He Nandasuna Putaha. Prabhupada used to like to sing this song very much. Sadhu Goswami asked to come in this stanza. Goswamis, he said, they never said I saw Krishna, but they're searching for Krishna. So this will be our success. And Sudha Goswami told it in the very beginning of Bhagavatam. Because you're asking about Krishna, everything is perfect. Bhavad Bhiloka Mangalam. The whole world will be benefited by this kind of question alone. But I have to say anything. So, this kind of inquiring spirit we should try to gather. And Narottam Das Thakur has given in a very nice way in this song. Like Sriman Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri in latter Antilila, his Narottam Das Thakur's appeal is like that. He says, Hari Hari Bolite Nayani Bhavani, Gauranga Bolite Hobe Pulaka Shari. So, as I mentioned last night, this kind of mission of Mahaprabhu is about change. We want change, vikar. But tadashma sharam hridayam vittipathegam. Our heart is like stone, so difficult to melt the stone. Tadashma sharam hridayam vittipathegam yad grihamanay harinamadeyay yad vikrite tarta yathavikara netre jalam asuruheshu harsha. We want this kind of transformation. We are not even ready to change our dress, practically. And that is anukul for bhakti. It is not everything, but it will be anukul, favorable. Wearing the tilak, kunti mala, we are not even ready to do this. But so much change is what we're really calling for. Every jeev soul wants to be happy at every moment. And if we sit down for one moment and think how happy I am in comparison to how happy I want to be, we can understand much change, radical change, has to come. And Mahaprabhu's mission through Harinam Sankirtan, if this Harinam Sankirtan can bring us to this point of earnestly hankering, then we can find real happiness in that. Chant and be unhappy. That will make us happy. And the way he has shown, Arukobe ni taichang karuna hoi, samsara vasana mokobe tuchang. It's like this morning, we were walking with Maharaj and sitting in the banks of the river and rose garden, and he spoke about this Gopa Lila, Krishna and Balaram. Here we have Gaur Nityananda. Brajendra Nandana Jaya Satisuta Hoyla say Balaram Hoyla Nitai. Arguru Maharaj liked this song also. So they have come, and Baldev Nityananda Prabhu Arukobi Nitai Chandra Karuna Hoyla Sangsara Vasana Maur Karu Tucha Hoyla. Narottam prays, if I want to get that tears and hair standing on end, choking of the voice, all these things, first thing is this, Nityananda Prabhu, give me his mercy. And that means that these anarthas will be taken away. So Mara is telling the story of Denukasura. Those sakas, they wanted to taste that tal fruit. They had desire to taste, but it is not they wanted to taste for themselves. They know Krishna will be pleased if they taste that fruit. They're thinking. This is their relationship. So they went, and Baldev took that ass, Denukasura, and whirled him around, and one after another they killed them all, finished them. So this kind of lila of Krishna and Baldev killing the demons, that will be helpful for us to think about, because this is about removing anartha. Anvayad vyatirekabhyam. Anvayad vyatirekam. Both directly and indirectly. So we will hear about Krishna Leela and kill the demons in our heart. Then we will have adhikari for higher hankering. Vishaya, what is it? Chariya kove, shuddha hove maan. Kove hove. Heravu Sri Vrindavan. Coming to real Vrindavan, free from materialism, like Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He had a dream, Nityananda Prabhu came to him. He felt in the house, his own house of his brother, Nityananda Prabhu had been offended. So he wanted nothing to do with his own house, nothing to do with his brother and family, because Nityananda Prabhu was offended there. When Nityananda Prabhu saw this kind of faith in him, this kind of thinking, a whole family can go to hell if they are displeasing Nityananda Prabhu. When Nityananda Prabhu, when that kicked, Maharaj was also speaking this morning about the dog of Sivananda Singh. Mahaprabhu kicked the chest of Sivananda, I'm hungry. Why are you not feeding me nicely? When you're traveling from Navadvip to Puri. And the wife of Sivananda Singh became a little upset. Why are you? Who are you? Who is this Abhudut? He is kicking Sivananda Singh, and my pati, Sivananda Singh, is very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sivananda Singh, he said to her, and the whole family can go to hell if it will please Nityananda Prabhu. This is his conviction. So same thing, this Nityananda Prabhu, he perceived this in Krishna's Kaviraj. So he gave him in dream order, now you can go to Vrindavan. So when we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then we can understand something about Vrindavan. This is the passport. And then in Vrindavan, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoyadeyata. Who would we take shelter of there? Rupa Raghunath Goswamis. And there we will learn about Yugalapriti. So this is the goal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And we should try to have this questioning, inquiring spirit, yearning spirit that this song speaks of. Narottam Thakur ki jai.
Dhyananjana shlakya chakchu tangyuna tasmai sri guruhi vancha kalpataru bhasya kripa sindhu bhayuvacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo mahabhadannaya krishna prema pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namo Gaurakrishna Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Today we have gone to walk Shripad Narasimha Maharaj asked something to tell a story, and in the beginning I am telling that a story in a very brief way, and then I will tell anything after that, my class. Once Krishna and all cowherd boys taking their cows, were grazing cows on the bank of Yamuna. Yamuna was flowing very beautifully. And you know, in Vrindavan, all kinds of flowers, all kinds of fruits are there. So, in the meantime, a boy gave Amrit Keli, that is a laddu, to Krishna. Madhumangal was there. He wanted to take full laddu, complete laddu. But Krishna wanted it to distribute among all the cowherd boys. And remnant he will take. And he was trying to take whole laddu. But Krishna did not get him full. He distributed among all the goats. And the remnant he gave to Madhumanga in the last, very little. And Madhumanga was somewhat angered to Krishna. He was angry. He told that, I know that all the gopis give you so much tasteful laddus and all these things, Amrit Keli. I know that why they gave. They give. Because not you are so much beautiful and you have any quality more than us. We have more quality than you and we are more also beautiful than you. And you know that I am Brahmin, I have sacred thread like this. So, the gopis only gave you because you have very beautiful clothes and you have here peacock feather and some garments your father and mother and king, queen and king. So you have all these things and that is why they gave you. Krishna told that you can take my old dresses and also this peacock feather and my cloth, and then all will give you because you are so much powerful and also beautiful. So you should take. And Krishna at once decorated it with his own hands, get peacock feather and also sweet fancy, and he gave him Pitambara also, and he took all the cloths of Madhumangal and he gave in return. In the meantime, a very big horse, friend of Kans, he was deputed by Kans that you should go and kill Krishna. I will surely follow your order. At once I will go. But you should tell me that how Krishna is. He told that. If you will see a peacock feather on his head and flute here and decorated by yellow cloths here and some blackish face, very good face, then you should tell that, you should think that he is Krishna. And he came and he was so making a roaring like, or what her houses do, like that, he was roaring. And he was such increased. When he came to Keshighar, that Krishna is there, then he saw that boy, something blackish but very beautiful, having peacock feather there and cloth like yellow and having a flute here. He saw that and at once he knew that, oh, he is Krishna. But actually Madhumangal was like this. Krishna was became far away from him. And in the meantime he attacked Madhumangal. He attacked by his
hind legs.
Huh? Two legs?
Back legs. Hind legs.
Hind legs. Hind legs. Mali air was there and he fell flat. Madhumangal. Oh Krishna, save me, save me, save me. And all boys began to clap and Krishna was smiling. But he came forward and took the legs of that demon and at last he gave his hands in the mouth of Keshi and his ear was chopped. Eyes came out like a rasagulla. And doing urine and Krishna told Madhumangal came and he was something lemming like that. Oh, today I have saved, you have saved, otherwise I was killed. You should take all these things, I don't want anything. I don't want a laddu and anything. I have finished it and it is for you.
Your fruit and bongsi are
without
dangerous.
At that day Prabhu was not there. If Baldev Prabhu was there, then no fighting with Krishna. Any demon comes if Baldev Prabhu is there. Then Baldev Prabhu goes and fasts. And he thinks that Krishna is a very little child, my younger brother, very little. He has no power, nothing, and he serves Krishna. When Agasura was there, at that day Baldev Prabhu was there. When Brahma came, Baldev Prabhu was not there. And if, like Dhenukasura, then Krishna and Baldev were there, the Baldev went forward and he killed all there. So Baldev Prabhu is like Guru. If you go to shelter of lotus feet of Baldev Prabhu, he will kick all the offenses, anarts, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mastha, everything. And if anyone not taking shelter of his Gurudev, he wants to go direct to Krishna, Krishna. Never, never, never. No mercy to them. You know that lotus flowers, their root in deep in water. And the sun, giving his rays, he makes it so much
blossom.
But if there is no water, no connection with water, and when the sun rays, then sun rays will ruin that flower. So Guruji is like water. We should be in water. Otherwise, Krishna mercy we will not have, but we will ruin. So we should take shelter in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. Gurudev is surely the manifestation of whole Gurudev, Akhanda Guru Tattva Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. If you want bhakti, you will have to go in the shelter of lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, that Kabe Nityananda Prabhu ki
Kabe
Nitai Chande Karuna Haide
Sangsar Vasanamu Prabhu.
So we should take shelter of Gurudev. If Gurudev is not self-realized, no how. If he is in Madhyamadhikari and following rules and regulations, honoring all the Vaishnavas and Gurudev, and he is in the principles and process of disciplic orders from Mahaprabhu to last Śrīla Śrāmīji and all Gurudev, we should think that, understand that my Gurudev is bona fide. And he should be honored like Nityananda Prabhu. And if you are serving your Gurudev, like Sakshat Harit Prena Samastha Shastra, but not honoring any Vaishnava, then you should think that your Gurudev will not be happy. And if he becomes happy and tells that, go and take the head of all these things who are my enemies, then you should think that my Gurudev is not bona fide Gurudev. And he should be given up. And go to another realized Guru. Whether he is not realized, but following all and honoring all Vaishnavas, disciplic orders, all acharyas. Even Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Sri Sampada, all the Vaishnavas. Like Raghunath Das Goswami has told, Grau Goste Gosta Laisu Sujane Bhusurugane Swamantre Sinamne Prajivatan Disarane Sada Dhamham Hitva Kurum Ratim Apurmam Atitam Ae Swanta Brata Chatukira. We should know all the meanings of this sloka. Even if we want to enter in the bhakti realm, pure bhakti realm, and especially preached by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the line of Rupa Goswami in this. Now, and telling one sloka by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrijeshatana Taddham Vrindavanam रम्याकाचितुपासना वजुवधुवर्गेण जाकल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाम अमलं प्रेमापुमत्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभुर्मतमिदं तत्प्रातु. I know that some persons that tell that this sloka is of not Srila Chakravarti Thakur, but he was Srinath Chakravarti Thakur, but it is not true. Now, new devotees are telling like this. But I heard from my Gurudev. And he was telling that I have heard from Lord Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that this is love. is not from Srinath Chakravarti. Ananta Vasudeva and his party brought this false thing. So you should also know that this is the bona fide shloka of Srila Chakravarti Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. We know that Srinath Chakravarti Thakur was Gurudev of Kavi Karnapur, but he has not given wrote any books like so. But newly we are seeing that he has explained Srimad Bhagavatam. Some are telling, but our Gurudev was telling that this is a force, completely false. False. What means?
False.
False.
If it was written, then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami and Sanatan Goswami must have record in their books. As Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they have explained Srimad Bhagavatam. But they have never told a word about Srinath Chakravarti Thakur, explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. It was forged by three Trishuls.
Try them.
You know? And Haridas. So we should be very careful for all this. These are hidden histories. So, sincere Vaishnava, senior Vaishnava should know all these things. तो आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजेश तनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावन वेरी ब्रीफ आई विल गिव एक्सप्लेनेशन इट मे टेक इफ आई विल सो मच देन टू थ्री डेज इट विल टेक सो आई एम टेलिंग इन ब्रीफ आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजेश तनय फर्स्ट We should make a goal of our life. What will be the goal of life? All Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ved, Upanishad, all tell it that bhakti is our goal in general. And not bhakti of others, will honor all, but our Ishtadev is Krishna. Who is he? He is himself God, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. There are so many Bhagavans, but the root of all the Bhagavan is only himself, Bhagavan Krishna. And all are not so many, only on, but manifested within. Krishna has manifested himself in so many Bhagavan. Like Ram is Bhagavan, Balaram is Bhagavan, like Dwarkadhisi is Bhagavan, Vasudev Krishna that. Narayan is Bhagavan. 10 avatars like Matsyakurma and Nrisimha and all are Bhagavan. But Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. From Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, all these are coming. You should not think like this that all are coming from Krishna. You should think that Krishna is all. When he, like you can see, like moon. Moon are not fictions. But angle of vision makes us to think that, oh, there are so many Chandra, moon. But moon is one. Like this, Krishna is one without second, But when he comes, descends to this world, for a certain thing. So when he comes, like Ram, Vasudeva, Krishna, like Vaman, Parshuram, Nrisimha, and all. Then according to Rush, and according to power, Krishna is seen in that way. Krishna is same, but by upasana. Upasana means?
Worship.
Krishna is seen in that form. When Krishna comes with two and a half rush, he becomes Ram. To establish Marjada Marga. When he comes in the shape of Nrisimhadev, actually no prominent rasas there. Only he says, oh, very dangerous. Then Bhishan rasa is there. Hasya Karun Raudra is Raudra. But is not anything other than Krishna. But we are still seeing him. And he killed that demon, Hiranyakashipu. So Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. In Chaitanya Chaitanya, everywhere it has been told. But Bhagavan, he has told that Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. Why he told Brajesha Tanaya? Krishna may be Dwarkadhish, the son of Vasudeva. He is not Brajendra Tanaya. Krishna is the same. But when he is in Vrindavan, he always has the mood that my mother is Yashoda, my father is
Vrindavan,
I am friends of Gopis. He had no sacred thread there, nothing. But when he goes to Mathura, then he thinks that I am son of Vasudeva. My mother is Vrindavan. Still he is Bhagavan there. So he has told six appellants in Vasudeva Krishna also. And Krishna has same six appellants, but more in Krishna. There are two kinds of pastimes of Krishna. One is Aishwarya Leela and other is Madhurya Leela. What is Aishwarya and what is Madhurya? Perhaps you know Aishwarya, all?
Yeah.
Any word for Aishwarya?
Opulence. Majesty. Majesty. Power.
Majesty.
Majesty.
Like majesty. Here he has been told that Brajendranandan Bhakti is still Bhagavan. Why? If Bhagavan, then he will not be son of Nanda Baba Yashoda. Something like this. But it is not. Siddhanta. What is called Aishwarya Leela and Madhurya Leela? When Krishna, whether he is Bhagavan or not, whether he has appellants or not, no question. But he is playing like a human boy. He took the Govardhan hill on his hand, on only this
finger.
You know why on this finger? Because Srimati is always on the left side of Krishna. And this is Krishna most left. So Srimati Radhika is there.
She lifted Govardhan.
And she lifted Govardhan. If Krishna has no power, he is Nirvishesha Brahma. Nishaktik, Nirakar, Aru, Nirgun and all these things. He cannot take. He has no shape. How he can take? So Krishna is powerful, means power means Srimati Radhika, attribute, energy is Srimati Radhika. He is lifting everything. So he took, not by this, but by this, Srimati Radhika. So, but he was about 7 years old only. He did not become Dirgha Vishnu, 400 or less hundreds. He was just a little boy, smiling towards seeing gopis, and he was so happy. All boys were having their sticks in inner part of, lower part of Govardhan, and they were thinking that, oh, why, how Krishna can get this mountain? We have left it all, otherwise Krishna will go down under, and he will be smashed. And gopis are seeing Giriraj Govardhan with that crooked eyes. If he fell, he will turn you into ashes. So be there. The gopis are saying that Krishna is on our scene. And Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all gopis are understanding that Nanda Baba has worshipped so much to his salagram, Thakurji Narayan. And Narayan is doing all these things. So, strictly, Krishna gathered there all gopi everything. Because gopis cannot come to Krishna when their father, mothers and every are there. But here no question. This is a very critical position. So all were gathered and Krishna from very near end, and they are meeting to all, and they are all so happy. So Krishna did not turn his shape and become so big and alaukika. Same boy. He killed Agasur, Bakasur, all being like little child there. When Krishna was killing the demons and Dwarka, he used to be 400. This is not human shape. In Mathura, he took birth with 400 and Yashoda, Devaki Maa began to fold his and to do so many
prayers.
Vasudev also began to. You know, Dwarkash Krishna, he went to Kurukshetra when fighting was going on in Pandavas and Kauravas, and he showed his face Vishwaru, universal
form.
And Arjuna became so fierce. He told that, I will never tell you that you are my friend. I will never order you that take my chariot in the middle of the... So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Krishna is the same, like tattvata, by tattva, Krishna, this and that. So much appellants in Krishna, but he is the son of only Vrajendranandan Shyam Sundar. And he is playing the role of like human voice. So this is called Madhurya Bhava. But in Aishwarya Bhava, only appellants will be there. He will not like a boy. So there is difference. So our Aradhya who is? Krishna. But you should also here mark Taddhama Vrindavanam. Of Vrindavan, not of Mathura and not of Dwarka, not of anywhere else. He is the first worshipable. He is our Ishtadev. We can worship to Ram, Nishingha, Purushottam Prabhu. Purushottam means Jagannath, Baldev, Shubhadra. We can worship. But one-ended means Ananya Bhakta.
Single point.
Single point. They will worship only Krishna, not the son of Devaki and Vasudev. They will aradhana, doing aradhana to Krishna, home Krishna. He may be the son of Yashoda. But he should be Gopi Kanta. He should be Gopi Jana Vallabha. Especially if he is Radha Kanta, then. So in prayer, Radha
Kanta.
Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindho, Deena Bandho, Jagat Pate, Gopesha. Any Brajavasi, they don't believe that Krishna is Bhagavan. Uddhava can tell like he is Bhagavan. He will tell left and left by oath to Brajavasi, to Yashoda. They will not believe that Krishna is son of Vasudeva Devaki and he is Bhagavan. When Krishna lifted Govardhan, and after that, after 5-6 days, all Brajavasi, old world Brajavasi collected there and they told Nand Baba, come on, and you should not think that he is your son. Yashoda should not take the ear of Krishna and kissed him. He should not bind him in
mortar
earth like this. And he should not tell Krishna, like this, chastising. She should not do. Nand Baba, you should be very careful about him. Nand Baba began to smile and he told that, you know, he may be Bhagavan, God of gods, but he is my child. I'll have to chastise him for good. To become a very bona fide good boy, and if he is learning stalling and all other things, then I will have to chastise. He told that how he can be Bhagavan if Yashoda is late 1-2 minutes giving butter and all these things, he becomes angry. He broke the pots. And sometimes if he is hungry, then he goes to all gopis' homes and stole something. How he can be Bhagavan? He cannot be Bhagavan. Sometimes quarreling with boys, by defeated by them, Sridham defeats Krishna, and sometimes Krishna defeats them. And he becomes angry. So how he can be Bhagavan? So I don't believe that he is Bhagavan. So this is the mood of Brijvasi and gopis. They tell Krishna, oh boy, come on, take your the shoes of your father. And he takes the shoes of sandal of his father. And very sometimes getting carrying the sandals of his father. Sometimes gopi ordered them, Krishna, come on and work. This collar has been washed. You can again put a collar here. They tell Krishna, bhutta, chor, chorman,
he,
like all these. And Krishna is so pleased, more than lakh and lakh, the Brahma will tell that you are the himself, bona fide Vaishnava, Krishna, supreme personality of God. But Krishna will not see that who is doing all these things. And boys will tell that Chauma is doing. Chauma means?
Four-headed.
In Vrindavan. So he has. Living in Vrindavan, not going to Mathura, otherwise he will be changed in Vasudeva Krishna. And he may be four-handed. Chakra Sankha Gada Padma. So Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesa Tanayas Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kar. Who is the Dham? Valdeva Prabhu is Dham. All the ornaments, floor, everything in Braja, Valdeva Prabhu is. Who is Valdeva? Not another other than Krishna. Krishna is head. Only some save and some floats and he takes singer. He is golden color and Krishna is some neelmani. Only such. There are difference. Outer difference, not inner difference. Then he is telling, Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajesha Tanyastad Dham Vrindavan Ramya Kachu Tupasana Pajupadhu Vargena Jakalpita. Ramya Kachu Tupasana. Upasana means worship. There is so much difference in worship and Upasana. Worship comes under archan. And Upasana, like Rupa Goswami, this is Upasana, very near and dear becoming. That is called Bhava Seva. So here, Ramya Kachitu Upasana Bajubadhu Bargaina Jakalpita. There are so many kinds of Upasana, Paddhati, from Archan to 64 kinds of Upasana. There may be more. Especially the five kinds of upasana are prominent. Shanta, Dasya, Sakta, Vasali and Madhuri. But he is telling that Ramya Kachit Upasana Bajubadhu Varge Nijakalpita. How gopis are serving Krishna, doing upasana. Anaya Radhito Nunang Bhagavan Hari Rishwara. In Rash Panchadhyayi, in Joshua's glory, Srimati Radhika has been glorified more than all gopis. So we should know that highest standard of upasana is of gopis towards Krishna. Sakhara also doing upasana. Hanuman is also doing. Yashoda Maa is also doing upasana. Nanda Babaji is also doing upasana. But their upasana is not complete. But in the mood of the gopis, Madhu upasana, all are included. Shan, Dasha, Shakha, Vasalya, everything is in gopis, upasana to Krishna. They sometimes become friends, sometimes like Dasya Bhava, sometimes like mother and guru also, because Krishna has accepted Srimati Radhika. Like his guru, you can see in Chaitanya Chaitamrita Adi Po.
Sahaya Guru Vasistha Bhisa Bandhava Priya Satya Mudante Bhavanti.
Everything. So gopis are everything of Krishna, and they can serve in all ways, and fully Krishna cannot repay them. Napareham nirvate sanjiva. Krishna himself admits his defeat. He cannot repay. So the aradhana of gopis are the highest, and it has been cleared in Rai Ramananda Sambhad, you know, highest. And in this Srimad Bhagavat is Praman. Praman Amalam. Prema Pumartho Mahan. Prema Pumartho Pum Arthaha. For all living beings. What is Prayojan? Sambandh is to serve Krishna. That is called Bhakti. And bhakti is sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti, and last prema bhakti. Prema bhakti is supreme. Up to Mahabhava and all others. So here, he is telling that Srimad Bhagavat is telling like all these things. That prema is supreme, our goal, prayojan. Krishna is not prayojan. Krishna Dham is not Priyojan, Gopis are not Priyojan, Radhika is not Priyojan. Or Priyojan, what is our goal? The Gopis praying towards Krishna, this is the goal, highest goal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that our highest goal is, it is told in Srimad Bhagavatam. From Uddhav. Asamaho charan reni jusamaham syam Vrindavan
Kimapi dulmalatau sadhina
Jatusta jang svajanayarcha patham chahitva Bheje mukunda padaving sutidhe mirvekyam Bande nanda braje istrinam Padurenum avikshnasa Yasang harit kothod gita punati bhuvanatrayam. Buddha, he wanted to take the fish dust of gopis, thinking them highest, having love and affection for Krishna. But he thought that I am not qualified to touch the fish dust of gopis. So in next day's law, he is telling them, I want to do pranam to all the lotus feet of dust. Not all dust I cannot do. I am not so much qualified. I want to
pray
only one dust. Then this dust is a special and will be of Srimati Radhika's dust. It is one dust. So he is praying like that. You know that Prabodhananda Saraswati, like he has told, Jasya kadapi vasananchala khelunartha dhanyati dhanya pavanena kritarthamani yogendra durgam gati madhusodhanopi tasya namastu visubhanu bhuo. He said, tell me, I cannot pray the dust of, lotus dust of gopis. Especially to Srimati Radhika. I am only praying to that direction from where a wind is coming, taking, carrying and touching the bell of Srimati Radhika and taking some fragrance. I pray to that fragrant. So we must know that our goal is prema. Without prema, we cannot honor Krishna, or we cannot think Vrindavan, what is Vrindavan, or we cannot think who are gopis, how upmost is the gopis' love to Krishna, and what is difference between Dwarkadish, Dwarka and Mathura from to Vrindavan. We cannot decide even that what are the differences between Vaikuntha and what is the difference between Vrindavan. So if we will think and we will understand something, the goal of that highest goal is affection of gopis to Krishna, then we can decide all this. And after that we will decide Ramya Kachit Upasana Bhajubhaswaka, that we should do upasana to Krishna like gopis. At first like Brajavasi, Sakha, Vasal and Madhu. And among these three, Krishna, gopis prema is prominent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has only come to give this through the means of name. Vijayate Sri Krishna, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam Aiva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. But you should also understand the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come only to give the name like all other Kaliyugas. In all other Kaliyugas, Krishna name is given, but not this prema. So, there is a specialty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he gave name, but with prema. Nam prema
malar
jati malar paralosakare. Mala was Harinam was given, but sometimes in Sakha, in Vatsalya, in Madhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it. All gopis bowed, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare, here not Hare, from Hari, from Hara. Hara is one of the name, very sweet name of Srimati Radhika, because he controls Krishna's heart and he takes, stole the heart of Krishna. So she is Hara. So Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna. And here Ram, Hare Ram, Hare means Srimati Radhike, and Ram means Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai. This Radha Ramana is Ram. So when they chant Hare Krishna, they go to Vrindavan. And they are singing, they are serving Radha and Krishna in the line of things. For this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world. And this message was given by Srila Jagat Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And his one prominent hand came to whole Western countries. And he wanted to give this message. But Krishna anyhow called him back. Oh, I need you. I need your service. So you should return to me. So give him his, all these things. And he returned to his master. If he was here only for 2-3 years, he would have given that, saying that my all the disciples are now qualified to hear something. But in his lock and key, in a very big box, he has given that when will be matured, you can have the key, and then you should
open,
and it is for all you all. But we are going now to give that box in Shi. Oh, we will not be ever qualified in less and less. We will not be qualified to have this. But I am not telling to all, but to some. I know that they are all, they will be qualified for opening that. Anyone will come,
unlock it.
Unlock, and then you test all. Eternally we cannot be in a lower class, only writing A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, A, B, C. No. We will make some letters together and then with A, N, D, and. And after that, so many things. Big, big sentences. And then we will read philosophies and Vaha and Gita. And after that Gita, lower class book, we'll go to higher study in Srimad Bhagavatam. We will not be qualified to read and see Srimad Bhagavatam. This is not that. So the time is over and we will sit in evening. We will say here also these two bona fide Vaishnavas. And also I will hear here. And remnants from them I will tell something. You should think that I have come to give the same mission to one which Swami has begun. We are none different. We are same in the same line. So I always tell him that he is my Shiksha Guru. And he should bless me. And he should consider, he used to know that I am his Shiksha, Shishya. And he was my bona fide Shiksha Guru. He was very friend to our Gurudev. Bosom friends they were. And Swamiji took sannyas from him. I was there. I have did all this. His last samadhi also he ordered me to do. So I know that even today he loves me so much. I'm thinking that, seeing that he is smiling here. We are all here. So we should try to follow Swamiji, read his books, bona fide books, and also to go deep. You can distribute books, but not blind. You should see what are there. If you cannot understand, you can go to senior Vaishnavas. What is this? I think. Then developing our Krishna consciousness. And then we will be able to serve him and to realize who was he. Otherwise we cannot. Gaur Pranam. Let us sit down. I am not qualified as this, but East Goshti there will be. I will hear, I will answer, and thus our East Goshti will be.